All right, folks, time for another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. And Sammy come in here playing Cajun music and carrying on like it was Mardi Gras. What's got into you?
I'm going to throw you some beads in a minute.
Get back.
I got an easy 1, 2, 3 jambalaya.
That sounds so good.
Jambalaya
right
and a crawfish pie.
Yeah, that's right. I guess if I could only vacation in one place the rest of my life, my fat behind would probably just go to New Orleans or the Baton Rouge and just eat Creole and Cajun food. I love it.
Father
so much.
Dan was talking about going to New Orleans for some time back for an ordination for a bishop, somebody he knew. And he was really looking forward to that, but then he was looking forward to eating.
I'd be looking forward to Acme and some etouffee.
He was saying, you know, where's good? He knows. He's been there a lot. Let's get in this jambalaya here real quick.
Sounds good.
This calls for a package, 13.5 ounces of andouille sausage, cut in 1/4-inch slices. But, you know, if you don't have the andouille, which you can't get here, you probably could use different kinds of that same type of sausage. 2 teaspoons of Cajun Creole seasoning. A box of jambalaya rice mix. You know the jambalaya packages that come out?
I love those.
I don't know whether it's Zatarain's or Zartain's. I never know how to say it.
I don't either. I just
eat
it.
All the groceries here got it. A teaspoon of Worcestershire sauce. 2 tablespoons chopped fresh parsley. 8 ounces of raw shrimp, peeled and deveined, or 8 ounces boneless, skinless chicken breast, cut in 1-inch pieces, 1 teaspoon of olive oil, and 1 can diced tomatoes, drained and divided, and 1 teaspoon of hot pepper sauce. In a bowl, you combine your sausage, shrimp, or chicken, or whatever you want. If you want to use, you know, shrimp and chicken or sausage, you use your sausage, but then you can use shrimp or chicken. With Cajun Creole seasoning, tossed to coat, in a skillet, heat oil over medium heat. Add your sausage and your shrimp or chicken, cooking and stirring till the shrimp turns pink or the chicken is no longer pink, which is about 3 to 5 minutes. And I would cut that chicken in pretty small pieces so it would cook, means you're not cooking it very long. In a saucepan, you prepare the rice mixture according to package directions. In addition, add 1/2 of the tomatoes into the rice. After 12 minutes of cooking, add the remaining tomatoes, Worcestershire sauce, hot pepper sauce, and parsley. Continue to cook on low cover until the liquid is absorbed and the rice is tender. Add your sausage and your shrimp or chicken. Stir through till heated and served.
That's
an easy supper, and that's tasty.
That sounds so good.
Because the Creole seasoning's good, and then your jambalaya rice mix, it's got quite a bit of seasoning in it.
I like that.
You might not have to add much more if you get that Zartain's.
That sounds so good.
Because that's good. I like that kind of stuff. I like their red beans and rice. And
I'm over here thinking about how them shrimp would taste right now.
Oh, that sounds good. Now after that, you got to have a little something sweet.
Yeah.
What about honey bun cake?
I love a honey bun. Even them old gas station honey buns. I love them. So this has got to be better.
And you know this recipe with the book I got that is starred out and said on the top, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? That's our kind of talk.
That's it. That's right.
The honey bun cake in this is easy, easy, easy. I really think this is from my Cake Doctor cookbook, but I see it somewhere else too. A yellow cake mix, 1 cup of brown sugar, 2 cups of powdered sugar, 3/4 cup of oil, 1 tablespoon of cinnamon, 4 tablespoons of milk, 4 eggs, and 1 tablespoon of vanilla, and 8 ounces of sour cream. You mix your cake mix, your oil, your eggs, and sour cream by hand, about 50 strokes. Well, I mean, I'll do it in the mixer. Think of our poor grandmas who had to mix everything by hand.
They did, didn't they?
Pour half the batter in a 9x13 pan. And I would spray that pan a little bit before I put it in there. Then combine brown sugar and cinnamon and spread over the entire cake. And spread the rest of the batter on top of this. And use a knife to kind of swirl that brown sugar and stuff around in the cake. And you bake at 325 degrees for about 40 minutes. And you blend your powdered sugar, milk, and vanilla extract and spread on that warm cake.
Man.
And, you know, you don't even have to let something like that cool.
And I'd probably make me a French press, a real strong, maybe chicory, maybe some community coffee, maybe some Cajun coffee.
You know, that kind of sounds like, you know, it's sort of ingredients of a beignet, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind
of
got a beignet feel to it.
But I'm like you. I like an old honey. I don't mind an old honey bun just out of the packet.
Oh, Little Debbie's got a snack for me. I mean, I'll take it.
this is good. This would be a good morning cake for coffee, or if you had a brunch and had people and you had a breakfast casserole or something.
Because, you know, you and I lived in the golden age of the honey bun. I remember the Sarah's ones were great, the Kern's ones.
They were
the old yellow over at the Smith's gas station on Saturday mornings. The best thing in the world is to get a honey bun out of that box.
Oh, my. That was just living life in the fast lane.
Oh, you couldn't beat that in RC, man. He's living. He was on the hall.
It didn't take much to please us back then.
No, it really did.
Our hobbies and tastes have got a lot more expensive, Paul.
They have.
I remember when a nickel Coke, and I'm a lot older than you, a nickel Coke and a nickel bag of peanuts was a gourmet treat.
Well, yeah. That sounds good. That's worth the $6 you're going to spend on it now.
Isn't that the truth? That is, I can remember when I got that boy, I just thought I was living in tall grass, you know, as they say.
Granddad Tootie didn't love soft drinks, but he loved Coke with peanuts in it.
You know, we used to pour them, take that little old bag of peanuts and cut that end off and pour them down in there.
I didn't know to do it until he told me to, and he liked Redskins. The Red Virginias.
Well, now, I don't like the Redskins. I'd rather have the Redskins.
I think I would, too.
But I loved them pouring in that Coke.
Oh,
I tell
it's
you,
good stuff.
They didn't take much to please us.
No, I don't think it's
still Beautyville Store had those, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
So I'm sure I remember going to Sue Martin's and visiting her, you know, and then we'd get one and go out there and sit on that front porch at that store, hang your legs over the front of it and eat that.
I would love to have that store. I would whittle a mound of cedar shavings in front of that thing you couldn't drive through if I had it.
Of course, I didn't live at Beulahville, you know, like you did. So most of my experience there was with Sue Margaret when I go to her house. And, you know, Miss Mett was married to Carl Compton.
Right.
And they had the store. And then I was in there several times after Albert and Lorraine bought it, you know.
They spoiled me. Lorraine ruined me.
She's a sweetheart.
She spoiled me rotten.
Well, she was
Claycomb,
you know.
She'd spoil a kid now.
Yeah, she was.
She did.
I can't think how close a cousin it would have been, but she was kind of my grandma. My grandmother was Claycomb.
Just buy that store.
Yeah, let's open that up.
Start a foodie
Start
place.
A restaurant
yeah.
and a...
Cheesy grits and fried green tomatoes on Fridays.
Honey, we go broke in 2 weeks.
What a way to go.
I know we go broke. We buy such expensive food. And then first thing you know, somebody comes in that's hungry and we'd be saying, I'll get you a plate and sit down.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
We could never afford
it's
to
It's a good thing
rest.
To dream about, though, isn't it?
Yeah, wouldn't it be fun?
We'd eat up all the profits.
You all could make music. And
there you go. It could be.
That was first country music, frankly, I ever heard, except on the radio. It was at the Beulahville Store.
Tuesdays and Saturdays. These were legendary.
Big
there
deal, wasn't it? Big deal.
One of these days, I'd like to see that thing
it
alive
was
again.
Good time, wasn't it?
Pretty place, wonderful place. So I guess we'll send this one out to Beulahville.
Listen, let's salute Beulahville. I've had a lot of friends from Beulahville and grew up with a lot of people there and lived pretty close.
You know, I haven't lived there in 19 years, but it's still home to me.
I never really lived there, but you know.
I own a little lot by mom and daddy, so I own a little bit of Beulahville.
You own a little Beulahville?
I own a little bit of Beulahville. Well, that makes me happy.
A lot of friends there. You know, a lot of kids I went to school with was from there. And I don't know. And then, of course, Raleigh, that was sort of his old
stomping grounds,
too.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we had the Foot Place, and the Dense Bridge Place wasn't very far from there.
That's
so.
Right. That's all the greater Beulahville area.
In the suburbs.
That's right. I always feel if I go by
those. The suburbs. I had to commute in.
If I see those places, I know I'm heading home. So that's a good
no,
thing.
No, you're heading home.
I love
oh,
it.
Well, we went down memory lane there,
yes,
didn't we, Paul?
Yes, we did. Well, folks, if you got any recipes you'd like to share with Sammy, or she'll share with you, email her, sammyq@bbtail.com. And until next time.
Don't ever trust that skinny cook.